AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden, in his first interview since he dropped out of the race, told CBS Face the Nation why he made the decision to end his reelection bid.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was neck and neck race. Would have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races.
He said he will be on the campaign trail to support Vice President Kamala Harris. He called the Republican nominee Donald Trump a danger to the country. The U.S. Olympic Committee says it will appeal the decision to strip U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles of her bronze medal for the floor exercise. It's after the Court of Arbitration for Sport voided an appeal from Chiles' coach that initially pushed her to third. Firefighters in Maryland say at least one person was killed in an apparent house explosion in a home in Bel Air. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There are new standards for livestock to be USDA certified organic, but as Deborah Van Fleet reports, it'll be a while before they're required.
Those raising livestock will have to observe the new standards by January 2029 at the latest. Sentient Science reporter Seth Milstein says some of the changes under the new standards may surprise shoppers who choose certified organic meat and poultry out of concern for the animals.
There are various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens. This is stuff that animal welfare activists have been pushing for a while.
Milstein stresses these standards affect only producers with a USDA organic certification, which is voluntary. Among the categories are the amount of indoor and outdoor space required, poultry stocking densities, and physical alterations and euthanasia. Milstein maintains that certifications by the nonprofits A Greener World and Certified Humane reveal more about how the animals were raised than the USDA certification.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the most stringent, the highest standards for the animals. Certified Humane is good as well. It's not quite as good, but good.
Milstein says labels can be confusing and even misleading and encourages people who rely on them to do some research. He points to egg labels as a prime example.
Interesting case is pasture raised, which has no legal regulations and essentially means nothing, except if it says certified humane pasture raised, that's a very high standard. Cage-free eggs, there's like three different certifications for that.
I'm Deborah Van Fleet. This story was produced with original reporting by Seth Milstein for Sentient Media.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win a pitcher's duel. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds went eight scoreless innings in a duel between Milwaukee's Tobias Myers against the Reds' right-hander Nick Martinez. Then, bottom of the eighth, two outs, Brewer Rhys Hoskins on an 0-1 count on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins, left field, backflip, goodbye! Brewers grab the lead! Rhys Hoskins, a clutch home run!
That was it. Devin Williams struck out three up, three down in the ninth, and the Brewers beat the Reds 1-0. Milwaukee has now beat the Reds in nine consecutive series. NFL, Packers with a nice 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Third play of the game, Jordan Love hit Dontavian Wicks on a 65-yard touchdown. Did Love need any more snaps?
No, I liked it. I mean, that was the goal we wanted, was to go out there, get our series, and put up points.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine for today. Northwest winds developing 5 to 15 and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and lows in the upper 40s. On Monday, we'll start off the work week with mostly sunny skies. Highs again in the upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900. And 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Rest of the story. It was summertime in Kansas City, Missouri. A 9-year young Wally was on the porch playing with the toys gathered there. Nothing could have fascinated the youngster more. His favorites were a wind-up car, which he could make go very fast up and down the planking, and a toy train with all sorts of cars between the engine and the caboose. Yes, the train was his most favorite of all. But there was just one thing about the toys on the porch. They were not Wally's. Neither was the porch, nor the home to which it belonged. The people who lived in that house, including the child who truly owned those toys, Wally had never met. Wally had never wanted to leave the farm. It was all his father's idea. With the money left over from auctioning the property, Dad bought a newspaper delivery route. The paper was the Kansas City Star, and the price of the route at $3 per customer was $6,000. So Wally's dad was demanding of his delivery boys, most of all Wally himself. While the other fellows earned $3 a week, Wally, for the same and sometimes more work, received nothing. "I feed and clothe you," was Dad's excuse to his son. There were two deliveries a day, the Morning Times and the Evening Star. It meant getting up at 3:30 every morning and venturing out in pouring rain or blinding blizzard. It meant depositing each paper inside the storm door in damp or winter weather. It meant placing each paper under a brick when there was the slightest wind. To discourage his delivery boys from flinging their newspapers, Wally's father forbade the use of bicycles, and so it was that Wally would trudge through his route of many dozens of houses carrying his papers in a sack, seeing all of those homes much grander than his own up close, because the family was anything but well off. Wally got only practical presents for birthdays and Christmases, clothing and the like, never any toys. So When Wally came to this one particular house on his newspaper route, he would always hesitate for a long moment, gaze up at the wide porch and the big front door with a tinge of longing. Some very fortunate youngster lived in that house. Wally could tell. For occasionally during spring and summer mornings, the child's toys would be left out on the porch. Out of convenience or neglect, marvelous toys. Miniature cars and trains. And so, whenever he felt particularly bold, little Wally, who had no toys of his own, would stop and play in the dawn's early light just for a while. And then he would carefully leave the toys in precisely the same positions in which he had found them. Someday he promised himself he'd have a toy train like the one that belonged to the little boy he'd never met, even if he had to grow up to get one. One day Wally grew up, and because he did, each generation of children ever since has had a happier, more wonder-filled childhood. For those who knew anything about him personally, knew that Wally, cartoonist and creator of the world's most fabulous amusement parks, Walt Disney, had a particular passion for miniature trains. And now...
Sammy Kay, Don Cornell, and the Three Cadets.
Little Toot was just a tug, just a happy harbor tug. And he came from a line of tugboats, fine and strong. But it seems that Little Toot, he simply didn't give the hoot. Though he tried to be good, he just could not behave. He's cute as a bug, the chuggy little tug called Little Toot. He's got the goat of every boat afloat with his little toot. He liked to play out in the bay. He thought work was a joke. And he annoyed the freighters with his big uraters and his big black puffs of smoke. They called him a kid. The other tugboats didn't give a hoot for Little Toot. He got so mad, felt so very bad, he snuffed his snoot.
He said, "Oh, shoot."
A ship in distress came into view. All by himself, he made the rescue.
Now the other tugboats stand around and root. They root for Little Toot.
Chug, 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 heave-ho, my lad. Be a big toot just like your dad. Chug, 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 full steam ahead. Puff and burn your bread.
Tugboats didn't give a hoot for Little Toot. He got
so mad, felt so very bad, he snuffed his snoot.
He said, oh shoot.
A ship in distress came into view. All by himself, he made the rescue.
Now the other tugboats stand around and root. They're up a little too.
Sammy Kaye, 1947. Here's Mickey Rooney.
I want you to listen to me, because I'm going to lay this story down on you right now. Everybody's got a story. Listen to mine. I'm not the kind who's ever been ambitious. There's not a single plan I want to try. When the flowers start to bloom, I stand back and give a moon. A lover of the simple things am I. I wouldn't chase a fortune round the corner. Suits me fine when I'm just getting by. But when the sun begins to shine, you'll find that I'm the first in line. A lover of the simple things am I. To work a little and play a little has always been my. Seeking inspiration. I have no dream I want this world to buy. When a robin's breaking free, I feel there goes a part of me, a lover of a simple things. Am I? Truth, baby. The simple truth, mama. Just listen. Why should I go chasing things I don't really need? I'm not a poet seeking inspiration. No dreams I want this world to buy. When a robin's breaking free, I feel there goes a part of me, a lover of a simple things am I. A lover of the simple things. Take it, Mama.
Mickey Rooney. I was so talented. I saw him in Milwaukee at a celebrity auction. Shortly after that, he passed. Mickey, what a story. Highest paid guy in Hollywood during his heyday. Well, highest paid actor, performer. Mickey was in a picture I saw by accident because I didn't find a whole lot of excitement in the title, Senior Trip, watching television, and it looked like a cheap made-for-TV comedy. Well, it was low budget, but the picture was very deep, very profound, and I really want to recommend it. If you get a chance to watch Senior Trip, never mind the title, 1981, try to catch it. And Mickey's in it, and he says a very dramatic part, very good. And this tune is in it.
The eye of the beholder.
reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me?
Story about a group of graduating high school students from some Midwestern high school. They go to New York City on a trip to celebrate, well, to remember the impending end of their school years. One of the kids is an ambitious teenager. He's trying to be an executive, big business, high tech. Another kid wants to be a musical star performer. Rock and roll. And then there's a co-ed. She wants to be an actress on Broadway. Then there's a kid who just wants to be a Lothario, looking to hook up with any big city woman to be with. Mickey Rooney appears as himself. I really like this picture. Senior Trip, music of the stars. Joe Hernell wrote that. Did a lot of great stuff on television and radio. He directed the Mike Douglas Show. He wrote The Bionic Woman, The Incredible Hulk. Got an Emmy. 1982 for V. Wrote his own book called Counterpoint. Oh, almost 20 easy listening albums. He arranged Fly Me to the Moon, Joe Hernell. Sometime when things go bad, they get better afterward, like well, in 1962, Joe Hernell was hurt badly in a car crash, and he recovered. But at that time, Cap Records decided to help him and said, would you, while you're laid up, would you write some potential hits in Bossa Nova? This is music from Peyton Place. This was very controversial for some reason. I never understood that. With what you hear now. Franz Waxman wrote it. It's a good song for summer. Rosie Clooney.
They say that the seasons are four. They come and they go by my door, but nobody knows, and no calendar shows the season. They say that the seasons are four, but you and I know there are more, and best of them all is the one that we call the wonderful season. Oh,
say that the seasons are four, but you and I
Waxman, Peyton Place. 1957. It's the movie that moms told her little daughters not to go to. I never understood that. A year for Hollywood. 1957, Sayonara, that was the Christmas attraction, Radio City, and Peyton Place had just opened at the late lamented Roxy Theater. None of those scores that you just heard, nothing nominated for an Academy Award. It, what won was a march that had been written decades earlier, Malcolm Arnold, The Bridge Over the River Kwai, and that score won, based on Colonel Bogey. Spirit of St. Louis. Oh, Peyton Place, that was the most anticipated movie of the year. Everybody thought there would be a lot of, No, there wasn't. Don't kid yourself. But the music, yeah, with Franz Waxman, they don't get any better. He convinced Lana Turner to be a mother. Diane Varsi was her daughter. Hey, David Nelson was in it. Russ Tamblyn. And Lauren Green, one of his first pictures. Understood the fuss behind the picture. It was condemned by the Legion of Decency. Go figure.
There is a place I long to go, and I confess it's Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
They've got a brand new meaning for togetherness in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
You should go there if you are feeling lost and lonely. As you drive into town, it says for adults only. Peyton Place. That's where you'll find me. Leaving my qualms behind me, I'm gonna run away from here and make my home in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
They've got their own decline and fall of ancient Rome in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
Everyone's moral fiber's in complete decay there. They've got a problem cleaning up the PTA there. Peyton Place. USA. Everyone walks around the square so overjoyed in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
That's where they put the statue up of Sigmund Freud in Peyton Place. They've got a new library there, but here's the snapper. Every book in it's covered in a plain brown wrapper. Peyton Place. Where the good life is, depending where your wife is. Nobody's got an overdose of scruples down in Peyton Place.
Peyton Place.
All of the teachers learn things from their pupils down in Peyton Place. There is a faithful husband there, you ought to see him. He is the main exhibit in the town museum. Peyton Place, USA. They're giving promiscuity a real bad name in Peyton Place. That is where Spin the Bottle is an adult game in Peyton Place. And if you care to know just how their evenings go there, nobody's ever seen the Johnny Carson show there. Peyton Place, USA, my kind of town.
Alan Sherman of Chicago. Broadway show all about Alan Sherman. And if it comes around again, I'll be there. Missed it the first time. Here's Alan.
There are songs about Chicago and New York and old L.A. And some guy named Bennett sang of San Francisco by the bay. But I've got to sing a song for the only town I long for. There is a place I long to go, and I confess
It's Peyton Place. They've got a brand new meaning for togetherness in Peyton Place. I don't know if it's in New York or Pennsylvania. All I know is it's not too far from nymphomania. Peyton Place. I've gotta go there. No one tells you no there. Everyone's moral fiber is corroding down in Peyton Place. That's why the population is exploding down in Peyton Place. Nobody knows exactly what his family tree is. Your father would tell you, but you can't be sure who he is in Peyton Place. USA. Everyone walks around the square so overjoyed in Peyton Place. That's where they put the statue up of Sigmund Freud in Peyton Place. They've got a new library there, but here's the snapper. Every book in it's covered with a plain brown wrapper. Peyton Place. It's hallowed ground there. People fool around there. Nobody's got the slightest inhibition down in Peyton Place. Everyone's in a delicate condition down in Peyton Place. Somebody just put up a fancy new motel there with a big neon sign that flashes, what the hell there? Peyton Place, USA. During the day, the folks are busy making friends in Peyton Place. When I say making friends, I mean they're making friends in Peyton Place. And if you care to know just how their evenings go, nobody's ever seen the Johnny Carson show in Peyton Place. You. One more time. It's the choreography that poops me out. Everything's up to date and very swanky down in Peyton Place. The principal industry is hanky-panky down in Peyton Place. One lady rang my doorbell who was quite enthralling, standing there naked saying, bong bong, Avon calling. Peyton Place. Where the good life is, depending where your wife is. See, come and see what they're making in the old town mill in Peyton Place. See the ancestral residence of Fanny Hill in Peyton Place. I just moved in there recently, and I'm not bragging, but you should see what they give you from the welcome wagon in Peyton Place. USA. There is a big investigation underway in Peyton Place. They're having trouble cleaning up the PTA in Peyton Place. Far be it from me to criticize the youth, but really, you can fit all the virgins in an Austin Healey in Peyton Place. USA!
Sherman. Music of the Stars.
Play it can't break a broken heart.
You know, you can't break a broken heart. Let me tell you that. There's just no way you can do it. And you know you can't fool an old fool. Somebody's gone and beat you to it.
The game somehow lost its appeal. Just count me out this deal. My heart's paid its share of dues. When it played love's hand of poker, for each time I took that plunge, I turned out to be the joker. But next time smart. Oh no, you can't break a broken heart.
Mickey Rooney. Torch Song, unusual for Mick. Suzanne Buer, Mike Corda wrote that. Jane Russell. Next up.
When love goes wrong, nothing goes right. This one thing I know. When love goes wrong, a man takes flight, and women get uppity. Oh, the sun don't beam, the moon don't shine, the tide don't ebb and flow. A clock won't strike, a match won't light. When love goes wrong, nothing goes right. The blues all gather round you, and day is dark as night. A man ain't fit to live with, and a woman's a sorry sight. A fright, a terrible sight. A man goes out, gets high as a kite. Love is something you just can't fight. You can't fight it, honey, you can't fight it. When love goes wrong, nothing. No vows, honey, just eight bars and off. Nothing goes wrong.
Thank you.
music of the star. Gene Russell lived in Naples, Florida, sang in a church choir every morning. Had one album. It's called Pamper Me. What a talent. Started up a gospel vocal group in the 50s with her friends. They did make an album with the group, Make a Joyful Noise. She did a lot of devotional music. Eventually, that quartet shrunk down to a duo. They continued to play and sing all the way through the 60s. This is Josh Jern. A small hit with this. It's based on a football movie. Called Brian's Song, but there are lyrics. Great tune.
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.